Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN TV's Dean Richards is with us, and I've mentioned it before. I don't think he ever has a day off. On Sunday, you're going to hear him right here on 720 with the Dean Richards Sunday Morning Show. Saturday's it for you, right? Is that the day you perfect recipes?
That's right. That's the day I do all my experimenting, all my testing out of recipes. That's where I get to treat the neighbors to, me being out unshaven, usually unshowered, putting on a show for everyone. But this morning, though, I've been very busy. I got an email this morning. You know how you get these junk emails sometimes? This one said, Oprah keeps her feet soft and smooth with this product. And then, you know, they want you to click in on it to see if you want to have feet just like Oprah, what you're supposed to do.
I saw you tweet that. I looked at that. I laughed.
Yeah, I didn't take the clickbait, but I did post, this will be my favorite email of the day. Because I want my feet to be just like Oprah's. Seemed pretty obvious that this was a joke. This is currently becoming a subject of controversy on my Facebook page. People talking about capitalism and
My gosh,
it's a joke. Settle down.
Dean's Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I also saw pictures of you at Kinky Boots over the weekend, and you did a meet and greet, and you stayed 6 feet from anybody that you were meeting and greeting.
Yeah, and we had masks on.
Yes.
And we had to prove, I had to show my vaccination card when I went into the theater. Everyone has to prove that you're vaccinated or have a negative COVID-19 test within the last few days in order to get into the Paramount. That's the rule. I applaud them for that. This was my first formal theater that I went to. Since the pandemic began, it was great to see a musical, great to be back out at the Paramount, you know, one of the most beautiful theaters that we have in Chicago. They do a great job with Kinky Boots. It's a Tony Award-winning musical. The lead actors in this are just terrific. The choreography, the sets, everything. I mean, the Paramount is back up and running again, but you know, it's the new normal. You know, before before you go in, you got to show your vaccination card. They're not serving snacks. You can't eat anything in the theater anymore. You can have a beverage, but they are not serving any kind of food. You have to leave your mask on the entire time while you're in there, obviously, unless you're taking a sip of water or something like that. We invite listeners to come along with me to come and see this, and we had a little a safely distanced meet and greet, our first time ever, and it was weird. It was weird not being able to shake hands with everybody, and usually we take close-up pictures, but we did, you know, some nice socially distanced pictures this time that we've posted up on the web. But, you know, if you're comfortable going to the theater there, taking all the precautions, I am recommending the show. It's going to be out at the Paramount until October 17th.
Dean Richards from WGN TV is with us, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And COVID is changing the entertainment landscape for the weekend in Chicago, right?
Yeah, it is. Kiss was supposed to appear at the Hollywood Amphitheater out in Tinley Park, and that now is not going to happen because Gene Simmons from the group now has tested positive. This after Paul Stanley from the group tested positive last week. The band says that both of these guys were vaccinated, but they still got COVID. I guess they're doing okay, but they've canceled their next 4 tour dates as a result of all of this. They say that the show will be rescheduled, and tickets for Saturday's show will be honored whenever the new show comes up.
And it's also playing a factor in Bonnaroo. That's off the charts now, right? It's done.
That was supposed to happen this coming weekend, but it's not COVID-related.
Oh.
Bonnaroo is canceled because it takes place on a farm just south of Nashville, And as a result of all the heavy rains from Hurricane Ida, the area now is completely waterlogged and flooded. And they say that it's unsafe for driving, unsafe for camping. They have flash flood warnings still in effect for that area. And they're expected 3 to 6 more inches of rain in that area of Tennessee right now from the remnants of Ida. So they decided to just cancel Bonnaroo altogether again this year. It was canceled last year because of COVID. The year before that, 80,000 people show up. It's one of the bigger music festivals in America every year.
I've always wanted to go, but really, you got to be pretty hardy to make it through a weekend at Bonnaroo when it's usually about 100 degrees out and it's pretty messy, even without the rain. This morning, I was watching WGN-TV and I saw your anchors kind of jump like, why are we playing the Fresh Prince theme? What's going on? And
There's a new Fresh Prince.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a new Fresh Prince. They're going to remake it as a dramatic series. This should be interesting. It's going to be the same premise where, a kid from a rough neighborhood goes from West Philadelphia, as the song goes, to a rich and privileged one in Bel Air, just like Will Smith did. Really, they kind of put him on the map with his sitcom. Now they're going to do it as a drama, and a young actor by the name of Jabari Banks will be taking on the role as the new Fresh Prince. He actually is from West Philadelphia, so he'll have some connection to this. It's the series is called Bel Air, and it's going to be on the Peacock streaming service.
You know, Dean, I thought that with everybody behind Britney Spears and standing up for and fighting for and seeing some change and seeing her being released from the grip of her father, that I worried the news would then start getting uglier, and it has continued to get uglier. And now her dad is extorting her?
Well, it's that's what Britney Spears' lawyer is calling it anyway. Her dad is still in control of her finances. He is still in charge, one of the people in charge of the conservatorship, the guardianship for Britney. And Britney's been trying to get him taken off because she says that he's been abusive and not looking out for her best interest. So recently, when all this came up that Britney wanted him out, the father, Jamie Spears, said he would step down when the time was right. But Britney Spears' lawyer is the one that's invoking the extortion word into this, saying that the father wanted $2 million before he would step away. And the lawyer says they will not be negotiating with him, and they are looking forward to letting a judge remove him from the conservatorship. That could happen by the end of September. September 29th is the next court date. But, the father's denying that he did anything wrong. Britney says that he's nothing but abusive. So we'll see what happens at the end of September.
And the Jeopardy drama continues, right?
Yeah, I think, didn't you predict this?
Yes.
When this story, came out that he had been picked off as, he had been picked as the host to replace Alex Trebek. And then he was kicked out of that position when some podcasts on which he made some extremely offensive remarks about lots of different people became public. He was taken out as the new host, but this guy, Mike Richards, remained the executive producer of the show, the guy in charge of Jeopardy, which seemed weird. But now, yesterday, he was fired from that job as well. He's no longer associated with Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. He apparently had a management position with Wheel of Fortune also. So he is completely out now. Interestingly, he did do a few episodes of the show, and those are going to be on the air around the beginning of September.
Oh, jeez.
You'd think they would just
pull them
and bring Mayim Bialik in for a couple of extra ones to fill the space. Or if they're looking for somebody named Richards to, be
there, you go,
temporary host. Mm-hmm. I know somebody.
I think you're the guy.
Who, I think my credentials as the voice of Victory Auto Records for the last 31 years qualifies me for such a prestigious job.
Hey, and I know you're cooking at 9:35. I wish I could get to the station in time because I have a lot of tomatoes for you to use today.
That's why we're doing Tomato Palooza, we're calling it. My garden went nuts with tomatoes this year. I've got them all over my kitchen, so I brought a whole bunch in. I've got some recipes to use up these tomatoes that you've got growing in your yard today. It's going to be at 9:35. And as always, tune in because there's always a good chance of burning, cutting, or injuring myself in some way during one of these cooking segments.
We'll be watching. Thank you so much, Dean.
See you tomorrow, Lisa.